so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Julie, for that amazing introduction. Thank you, New Divine, for having me. It is always a privilege to share the word of God, always. And I would like to greet Pastor and Sister Henry, Pastor and Sister Fiani, any other pastors on the platform, the brothers and sisters of the Apostolic Church in Miami, and visitors to this platform. A warm, warm greeting to you, and a blessed good morning to you. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord. As I share today, I wish to state that I do not come to you with excellency of speech or wisdom. I do not claim to be a Bible scholar, but I do claim to be saved by God's grace. I do claim to be sustained by God's grace. I do claim to be totally dependent on the Holy Spirit for his guidance. Yes. And it is in this vein, hallelujah, it is this vein that I share with you today on the topic, unshakable faith. Unshakable faith. There's certain Bible stories that impact me deeply. They inspire me. They cause me to pause and to reflect and to evaluate my walk with the Lord.
Yes.
To assess how deep my spiritual roots go. How unshakable is my faith.
Yes.
What a story is that of the three Hebrew boys found in Daniel 3:13-18. You read that earlier. A very familiar passage.
Yes.
These three Hebrew boys were among those captured by King Nebuchadnezzar and brought down to Babylon. Daniel 1:4 described them as young men in whom there was no blemish, but good looking. Gifted in all wisdom, possessing knowledge, and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace. So these were handsome, brawny, and brilliant young men. In addition, Daniel 1 says they were royalties in their homeland. This means they were wealthy young men, yet they were loyal to their God.
Yes.
So it doesn't mean that if you have money or you're wealthy, you can't serve God. Amen?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Come on today to see when God held some persons and they climbed the social ladder and their resources increased, they forget their God.
Mm-hmm.
When they had nothing, they were faithful to God. But when God blesses them, they turn their backs on the God who helped them. They now focus on maintaining the blessings and forget the blesser. But my Bible tells me in Psalm 62:10, if riches increase, set not your heart on it. Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
These young men were among those chosen to be trained in the Babylonian language and literature. In other words, they were to be trained in the culture of Babylon. They were allotted a daily portion of the king's meat and wine, but they had refused to defile themselves by eating the king's meat. Now they are again refusing to do something. They are refusing to bow down to the golden image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And he was furious. He summoned them to appear before him. In verse 15 of Daniel 3, King Nebuchadnezzar told them that if they did not worship the image he had set up, they would be thrown in the burning fiery furnace. Then he continued and asked, who is the God who will deliver you from my hand.
Yes.
Well, King Nebuchadnezzar, you ask, who is this God? Isaiah would tell you that this God, hallelujah, is the everlasting God.
Amen.
The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He sits on the circle of the earth and stretches out the heavens like a curtain. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Paul in 1 Timothy 1:17 will tell you he is eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He will tell you in Ephesians 3:20 that this God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. In Colossians 1:16, he will tell you, by him all things were created, and that heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, hallelujah, all things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things. And in all things consist. You ask, who is this God, King Nebuchadnezzar? He is the omniscient one, the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one. Hallelujah.
Yep.
He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Yep. You ask, who is this God? You will have to bow before this God, as every knee shall bow. And every tongue must confess. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. This God is the way maker, is the promise keeper. And these Hebrew boys knew their God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So in verse 16 and 17 of Daniel 3, they replied in a calm, composed manner. O King Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. We have no need to answer you. We will not defend ourselves. Listen, we will not waste your time and our time. If it be so, that is, if you choose to carry out your threat, listen, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us.
Hallelujah.
That is expressing total confidence in God's power. Our God, they could not have said our God if they merely knew him. If they could, they would have had to have a personal relationship with God. It's not enough to know of him. It's not enough to know him. We have to be in a relationship, hallelujah, with Almighty God. But they said, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace. He's able. He has power to deliver us. And guess what, King Nebuchadnezzar? He will deliver us out of your hands, O King. Again, this is absolute confidence in the character of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
They knew that he was able. Hallelujah. They were not guessing. They were not talking with water in their mouth. They did not put their mouth to the ground. They said, he will deliver us. They knew who their God was. They knew his ability. They knew his style. They knew how he operated. They knew his modus operandi. Many times we say things like, I know Mary wouldn't do that. Or I know Mary would do that. We can only express such confidence when we know the person. Not just know about the person. And to truly know someone, we have to spend time with that person. We have to talk to that person and allow that person to talk to us. we talk to the Lord through prayer, and the Lord speaks to us by his Spirit, through his written word, through the preaching of his word, through a song, yes, through godly counsel. There are so many ways that the Lord speaks to us. We have to strive to know our Lord, not just to know about him. We have to spend time with him so that he can speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:18 encourages us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this growing never stops. It doesn't matter how long we are walking with the Lord. We will never know everything there is to know about him. There are 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 23,145 verses in the Bible. Yeah. And though some of us can claim that we have read through the Bible maybe even more than once, we cannot claim to know everything about God. Why? Because great is the Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. There's no fathoming his wisdom or measuring his knowledge. He's infinite in existence, in power, and in knowledge. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Great is this Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. These Hebrew boys knew their God. They knew what he was able to do, and they knew that he would do it. But more importantly, they trusted him to the extent that they were willing to submit to him, even if the outcome was not what they expected. So they said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "We know our God will deliver us. But even if, hallelujah, even if God chooses not to deliver you, deliver us, we will not serve your God, nor worship the golden image which you have set up." Even if this is a firm resolve, this is unyielding, this is stubborn faith. Even if God does not come through the way we want, the way we expect, if he chooses not to deliver, we are not bowing. We are not bowing to the world system. We are not bowing to worldly pleasures. We are not bowing to what our friends say that is contrary to the will of God. We are not compromising God's standard. We are not bowing, even if he doesn't come through the way we want it. When I read this scripture, hallelujah, I was arrested by the word, even if.
Yes.
I marveled at such absolute submission to the will of God. I believe God marveled too.
Yes.
In Luke 7:9, Jesus marveled at the centurion, the faith of the centurion whose servant was sick. And he sent for Jesus to come to his house to heal him. While Jesus was on his way, he sent a message to him and said, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. Neither am I worthy to come to you. Just speak the word, and my servant will be healed." The Bible says Jesus marveled at such great faith. Brothers and sisters, there will be circumstances in our lives that things do not go as we plan or as we hope. We hope that by now we should be married, have children or grandchildren. We hope that by now the husband or wife or children or grandchildren would be sweetly saved. Instead, those who were saved seem to be falling away. So many things that we hope not coming through. Life may suddenly change on us. We may lose a job or lose a spouse or suddenly get ill, when these things happen, can we still trust the Lord? Job 13:15 declared, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him.
Yes.
What a noble resolve. Job was going nowhere. He was staying right here with his God. It is common today to see believers turn their backs on the Lord when things are not going their way. When things go wrong, it is not the time to run from Jesus, but it's the time to run to him. He has the helicopter view. That's the time to run to the Lord when things go wrong. Hallelujah. The songwriter says, my anchor holds, though the ship is battered. My anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Yes, we're going to face storms. I have fallen on my knees. Hallelujah. As I face the raging seas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
My anchor holds. Yes.
Yes.
In spite of the storm. We will face storms. We are going to face storms. We will face many storms. Health storms. Financial storms. Marital storms. Relational storms. But because we know the Lord is in the storm with us, we can say, my anchor holds.
Hallelujah.
In spite of the storm. Because guess what? He is the Lord of the storm. He is the one that can walk on the water. He is the one that can say, peace be still to the raging storm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. David declared in the well-known psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Yes,
Hallelujah.
The Lord is with us. Make a very big difference.
Yes.
The trouble is there. The problem is there. Yes. But God is with us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It makes a great big difference. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
One of the things I love about David is his authenticity. He did not pretend.
Yes.
He expressed exactly how he was feeling. He was not afraid to say that he was in trouble. But he would still express his deep and personal trust in God, even in the depths of difficulty. In Psalm 31:9-10, he declared, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. This is the psalmist saying he's in trouble. Further down in the same psalm, he said, I hear the slander of many. Fear is on every side. While they take counsel against me, they scheme to take my life. This is what happens in life many times. You're in the workplace, and people are scheming against you, and all to your neighbor, and all kind of trouble around. You express it to God. But hear what he said. Hear what he says further. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord.
The same David.
The same David who said, I'm in trouble. My soul and my belly is consumed with grief. I think in Psalm 6, he said, he watered his couch with his tears. That is how, he expressed grief. But guess what? He said, as for me, I trust in you. You are my God.
Yeah.
My times are in your hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My times are in your hand.
Amen.
Whether I get sick, whatever storm I face, I'm not in control of myself. I'm not in control. I have a daddy. I have father. I have Abba. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
I give
God praise and I give him worship. How do we grow to that place of unshakable faith? Our even if, where we can say, even if God does not come through the way I want, at the time I want, in the manner I want, I am going to trust him. Hallelujah. I'd like to make a few suggestions. Psalm 105 tells us to remember his marvelous works that he has done, his wonders, and the judgment of his mouth. We have to remember what God did for us in the past. The three Hebrew boys remembered how God had favored them when they had refused to eat the king's meat. They had come out looking so well, even though they did not eat the king's meat. God favored them, and these boys remembered how he favored them. The Bible says in Daniel 1:17, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. It's continued to say in verse 20, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. These guys remembered how God came through for them and favored them.
Yes.
Similarly, we have to practice to recall to our mind the many ways God favored us in the past. Not just when trouble comes. We have to make it a practice on a daily basis. God, I thank you. Little things too. I thank you for easing up the traffic. I thank you for letting me get through there. I thank you, Lord. I see you, Lord. Every little thing, we must remember what God, we must do life with Christ. Not just the big thing. Lord, I get up this morning. Every morning when I get up, I blink my eyes. I say, Lord, I'm seeing. I give you thanks. I move my hands. I say, Lord, I'm moving my hands. And I move my feet. Even though sometimes a little pain here in the joints, I say, but it's a little pain. I have a whole heap of joints, and it's not all of them hurting me, Lord. We have to give God thanks for everything. Hallelujah. Yeah. We have to practice. We have to remember when he left us speechless. When he made a way out of no way. We have to remember when we desired something in our heart. It has happened to me. I desire something in my heart, and I dismiss it as being impossible. Because I don't see how it that would come to pass. It's not practical, so I dismiss it. And then I see God bring it to pass. And I'm like, God, you are amazing. We have to remember his divine precision. It's perfect timing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Every time I speak about timing, I well up. Every single time I speak about God's timing, I remember January 19, 2021. And I must pause here to share my January 19, 2021 testimony. I had a 10 o'clock appointment with my doctor, about 10 minutes from the house. I drove to my appointment. I parked in the parking lot. I walked up a flight of stairs. It was during COVID time, so nurses were outside the doctor's office to check you in. As I reached, brothers and sisters, as I reached the last step, just where I was visible to a nurse who was outside checking in another patient, my head started to spin. Just think of when you are blending something and you see the speed at which the blender is moving. That's the speed, and I exaggerate not. I could see nothing. My eyes were just spinning. My head was just spinning. I lost control of my right side. My hand was moving violently. I couldn't control it. And I lost control of my right side. I started to throw. I just remember the nurse running, I asked my name, I could barely tell her, and the doctor didn't even come out. She said, just call 911. And I was only 5 minutes away from the hospital, and I was rushed to the hospital. I could hear them. I couldn't open my eyes, but I could hear them calling in the hospital saying, this is a stroke alert, stroke alert. I was rushed to the hospital. I had a stroke. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, had I been 5 minutes later, just 5 minutes later, that stroke, that attack would have happened on the road.
Yes.
On the road, I would have been driving. I wouldn't be able to see, and I know I would not be here today hearing the word of God. That's what I'm talking about, perfect timing. God's
Amen.
Precision, divine precision.
Yes.
So I keep recalling, remembering, this is just one of a string of testimonies. But every now and again I recall, I say, oh my God.
Mm.
Psalm 103, 1, 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. How
Amen.
Many times do I see us forgetting our benefits? Like the children of Israel, they just forget. But sometimes we curse out the children of Israel, but we are no better. Because
yes.
we keep forgetting what God has done for us in the past. But the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Yeah.
The writer says, if God has done one miracle, hallelujah, he can do it again.
Indeed.
With Goliath, he remembered how God had delivered him from the lion and the bear. And he testified to King Saul what God had done. When we are faced with our Goliath, our Red Seas, our overwhelming situation, we have to testify about what God has done for us in the past. We have to testify to ourselves. We have to remind ourselves of the many times God came through for us. And he has not changed. Hallelujah. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same God. Hallelujah. We have to speak to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves like David in 1 Samuel encouraged himself in the Lord. We have to speak to ourselves. Hallelujah. How do we grow to that place of our evenness? Our unshakable faith. We remember the testimonies of others. We have many instances
Amen.
Where we
Amen.
See the hand of God move in the lives of others.
Amen.
The writer says, it is no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he will do it for you. In Joshua 2, we see where Rahab hid the spies. It was sent to spy out Jericho. Before she let them down through her window so they could escape, she said, you now listen to me. I know that the Lord has given you this land. This is what she said. We heard how the Lord dried up the Red Sea. We heard how you destroyed your enemies. And our hearts melted. We know that your God is God in heaven, above and on the earth. We
yes.
heard what God has done. She believed not based on her experience, but what she had heard. Hallelujah. It is therefore
yes.
important that we share our testimonies of God's
yes.
goodness and
Amen.
Faithfulness
yes.
in our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes.
David in Psalm 66:16 says, come and hear all ye that fear the Lord, and I will declare
Amen.
What he has done for my soul. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We must share our testimonies of God's goodness in our lives. When we share
yes.
our testimonies, it could inspire others to grow in and strengthen their faith. Psalm 105:1
yes.
tells us, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. This is what it says. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Too many times we spend our time complaining. Yes, I know gas prices gone up. House insurance gone up. This gone up. Everything gone up. But God is still God. Choose to use our energy and say, God, you know the circumstances. I am going to use my energy. We have 1,440 minutes per day, and we are allotted a certain amount of energy. Let us ask ourselves, how much of that energy do I use in a positive way to give God thanks for what I already have, rather than what I do not have? The more we give thanks for what we have, the more we will get. But when we complain, we will never be satisfied. We should share our testimony, not to show how good we are, but how good and faithful God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thirdly, we bless the name, Lord. We remember the promises. Hallelujah. We remember the promises God made to his children in his word. How do we get to that place of our evening? We remember the promises he made. It is said that there are 7,400 promises in the Bible that God made to mankind. We will not know all 7,400 of them, but there are some which should be near and dear to our heart. They should be hidden in our hearts where we can pull them out when needed and repeat them to ourselves. This Christian walk is a practical walk. We have our manual where we can go to for guidance. Hallelujah. Here are some promises that can help us when we are faced in our circumstances. Hebrews 13:5 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He is always there. I think sometimes we forget. I think sometimes we don't remember that he's always there. He said he will never leave you. You know, some people tell you that they'll be there. You can call me anytime, man. And when you're ready, you can dial the number from morning till night. They're not there. Not answering all the number change. But not our God. He said, I will never leave you. Hallelujah. I will never forsake you. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Neither will the flames kindle upon you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Romans 8:28 says, for we know that all things, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Can you imagine if that get down deep in our soul, that whatever is happening, we know that all things work together for good. Them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. If that get down to our soul. Sometimes we don't see it. We don't see the good. We don't understand what is happening or why it is happening. Every now and again, I say, Lord, is this part of my all? You said all things. I don't understand it, but you say it's all. So this is part of my all. Isaiah 46:3-4 says, listen to me, you descendants of Jacob, all the remnants of the people of Israel, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born. I can testify that Jesus carries me. Sometimes I just say, Lord, thank you for your undergirding. Because if you let me go, I am going to fall to pieces. Thank you for your undergirding. He says, you whom I have upheld since your birth and have carried you since you were born, even to your old age and gray hairs. I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you. I will carry you. I will sustain you. And I will rescue you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What
Amen.
A promise. Amen. It says, even to your old age and gray hairs. Some of us have already reached the old age and gray hairs.
Amen.
It may not be apparent. Because, you know, we're using hair coloring. But, you know, it is very much there. But nobody don't see it right now. Because we cannot give thanks for hair coloring. But God is still keeping us. Even now, we can testify that God is sustaining and carrying us. I can testify of God's sustaining grace.
Yes.
It's only by his grace and his grace alone that
Amen.
I'm here today.
Let's go.
When we reach our evening, when we reach our evening positions, we let go of what we do not understand. We let go of what we cannot control. We let go of the persons we cannot control. And we release everything in the hands of the one who is in control. Hallelujah. You know, there's a little adage that says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And I saw another version, and it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the persons I cannot change, the courage to change the only one that I can, and the wisdom to know that that one is me. I can only change one person, and that is me.
Amen.
We cannot control. We just let go
and let
go in the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. NIV version says, come unto me, all who are weary and burdened. There are enough challenges in life to weary us, but God wants to give us his rest. You know, when we die, people say, rest in peace, but we're not hearing them. But while we are alive, we should rest in peace. We should rest in the peace of God. We should live in peace.
Amen.
Enter into his rest. Hallelujah. The affairs of this life are enough to weary us out. If we're not careful, we spend our days worrying about something.
Oh,
and when we have nothing to worry about, we worry about why we have nothing to worry about.
Yes.
We have to make a deliberate choice not to worry. Worrying is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but takes you nowhere. The songwriter says, why worry when you can pray?
Yes.
Jeremiah 29:12-13 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me, hallelujah, and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 3 reminds us that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Oh, there's so many wonderful blessings and assurances in
Jesus.
The word of God.
Hallelujah.
My prayer today, as
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My prayer today is that we seek God's grace to reach a place of absolute confidence, total rest in God. That whatever we face in life, we can say, he will come through for me. I know he will. But even if not, I will still trust him because I know he does all things well. I know that all things work together for my good. The psalmist in Psalm 138 says, he will perfect that which concerns me. I repeat this to myself almost on a daily basis. Whenever I feel like the enemy wants to bring some form of sadness or discouragement, if things not going the way I said, he will perfect that which concerns me. I may not understand it, but I choose to trust him. I said, God, I need your grace to help me. Just like that man in when Jesus said, you believe? He said, yes, Lord, I believe. But help thou my unbelief. So sometimes I say, Lord, I trust you. But help me with any doubt that I have. Amen?
Amen. 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 Amen.
When we face with our situation, we have to remember God has a track record. I will remember his marvelous works. I will remember what he has done in the past. God has a track record.
Yes.
We can trust him. Hallelujah. We will remember
Lord.
What
Thank
he has done
Jesus.
For others. How he came through for them or graced them for their journey. And I know I can believe what he says. I can believe his numerous promises. Because Numbers 23:19 tells me God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the son of man that he should repent. I can trust his word. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So my encouragement to us today is, when the enemy comes to us with his many what if, because we are like this, what if I lose my job? What if my spouse dies? What if I get a bad report? What if our imagination take over? Seneca says we suffer in imagination more than in reality. A lot of times we worry about things that never happen.
Yes.
We suffer more in imagination than in reality. Just yesterday, I had prepared my message, and I went to the store. And when I reached the cashier, I could not find my credit card. And I could feel, I searched my bag, searched where I would have it, and I could feel the anxiety rising. My brain started to say, somebody's going to find it, and they're going to spend all the money, and I will have to pay it. And I felt the anxiety rising. And I remember the message, even if somebody finds it, you cross that bridge when you reach it. Relax yourself. Rest. Relax yourself. And the Holy Spirit just spoke that to my heart, and I just
I just
smiled. And I paid with a different card. Just in that moment, the Holy Spirit reminded me, even if you're going to worry now, relax yourself. Long story short, my card was found in somebody's car. It fell out. So we worry about things that may never happen. We worry more in imagination than in reality. So as I close, I say to us, we have to practice to remind ourselves what God has done, remind us who he is, remind us that he's not a man, that he should lie, and he has made amazing promises to us that we can believe. May the Lord help us to reach a place of unshakable faith, where we reach a place where we say, even if, where we have a firm resolve, we have a stubborn faith. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.